Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
That one was good.
Through the groove, my soul. Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. We're kicking off hour number 3. And remember, if you missed any of tonight's show, we're here live 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to call, you have to call between those hours, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. But if you missed any of the show, you can find the archives over at freetalklive.com. If you want to hear the full shows, you can go over to amps.freetalklive.com. That's a Patreon page. You can become a patron. And then you can listen to all of the full shows instead of just the digest version. You can listen to the full shows. And there's some other things that you get over there as well. Speaking of amps.freetalklive.com, we need to say thank you to Alex Genop. Alex is a silver level amplifier. That means he gives $5 a month.
Thanks, Alex.
Silver?
Oh, nice sound effect.
We love that silver.
Love that sound effects here on Free Talk Live. Anyway, Alex gives $5 a month to the AMP program. What is an amplifier? What does AMP even stand for? It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Amps.freetalklive.com. The money goes to getting this particular program. We're on something like 200 radio stations and some satellite channels and the internet and some rebroadcasters. But we could be on a lot more. We could be on 250, 300 radio stations. It's all up to you, really. Visit amps.freetalklive.com. And thank you again, Alex Genop, for your contribution. We appreciate you. All right. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico.
Oh, yes. I just want to say that yesterday was the farmer's market downtown, and I got to hand out 50 of our business cards.
Wait, you were engaging in capitalist activity?
Well, I suppose so.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Well, I mean, after all, we do live in a mixed economy.
Wait. This is Sarah in New Mexico, right?
Right.
Okay.
I got the network marketing. And then nobody threw the cards out onto the sidewalk, and we gave
this
out.
This time.
Yeah, and then we also gave out some teleconference flyers.
Yeah.
So we could call in Monday and Thursday and ask questions, and nobody throws those out.
What were these for?
Well, the thing is that the thing that I emphasized the most was about our vitamins, which help with the health problems. And what I'm finding out is that a lot of people suffer from cancer, diabetes, and arthritis, and a lot of health problems, and obesity, this kind of stuff. I'm kind of bewildered why that is. You know, that's the only thing that I talked to people about was their health problems.
Are you selling something, or are you just trying to, you know, spread awareness?
Well, no, there's commissions. That's how this marketing works, is that we're the advertisement, and we enroll people, and we get commissions.
Sarah's part of a...
So she is a capitalist.
She's part of a multi-level marketing system with vitamins and health supplements. And,
but it's not a pyramid scheme.
No,
what shape is your scheme, Sarah? I don't know.
Well, I mean, she might be up at the top, and then all the other people are down at the bottom, and it just kind of goes out.
Do you have a downline, Sarah?
I'm a happy customer. I don't, but Richard does.
Okay.
We got about 48 people on our downline so far, but it always fluctuates.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of people get mad because there's some money involved in it, and they all run away. I mean, a lot of people, they shun us. I've talked to other people with network marketing that was involved with Avon or Mary Kay and stuff like that. And then what they do is the people just, they run and hide from you. They duck and dodge you. And that's how we get treated a lot too. Cause they just think that if you're making some kind of money, then you're deceitful or you're some kind of, you're greedy if there's money by advertising.
And I don't understand that because they themselves, you know, these people who are casing these judgments, they make money. So most people understand that when you provide a service or when you do some sort of laborious activity, typically you deserve to be compensated for that in some way, shape, or form. But I have seen, like, what she's talking about, where people get weird when there's money involved with things like this. But it's like, well, you expect to get paid to go to work, so why shouldn't other people get paid? It just doesn't, it's a weird concept that people have.
It's weird to me to hear Sarah talk about this, because Sarah has previously revealed that she considers herself a communist.
Right, that's correct.
And so generally what you're saying, what you're experiencing is how communists think of capitalists.
Well, you know, I don't analyze all of that. I do, I just have to, this is the way that this marketing, you know, this is part of the things that we function to make commissions and,
sure.
I love the product.
Yeah, it's a sales
good
job.
Enough to tell people that. I mean, I want other people to use it because I love using it. But you have to believe in what you're doing.
Right.
So this is, whether it's capitalism, I don't know. But this is how they market. You have to know people to sign you up to be enrolled, to even be able to be a customer. And a lot of people get mad about it. They're like, give me the website. I get the phone number. I could do everything by myself. You cannot purchase without enrolling you.
Yeah.
Because we have to get credit for advertising to you to show
sure.
it to you, and people get angry about that, you know. So a lot of people get mad, but you're right. But the farmers market, everybody was there either selling soap, vegetables, fresh garden, organic garlic. They were selling painting. Everybody was selling something.
Sounds very libertarian. To me, like, we have markets like that around here, Sarah, where folks sell, you know, whatever they can. Some people will, you know, I don't know, even provide food or, you know, make some sort of a dinner,
right.
or they'll sell,
right.
you know, fresh produce or farm fresh
right.
Eggs, that type of thing. So, yeah.
So
yeah,
all the vendors get to keep their money, or do they give it away? People, when they sell things, they...
Right. And then, so why are they scrutinizing me? Because I wasn't taking any money. I was just telling them about our website and our products. And they were scorning me and shunning me and trying to run away like I'm a scammer. And
it's jealous. They're jealous.
The same thing.
No. It's because of this, Sarah. It's because the type of organization which you're working for in you know, trying to sell these products and services and enroll these people is also known as multi-level marketing. And multi-level marketing has gotten a huge bad rap for scamming people. And so whenever anybody hears anything that slightly resembles multi-level marketing, they run very far and they run very fast and they tend to treat you exactly the way you've been treated.
Yeah, you are so right. You know what's peculiar is that people with Amway, they're happy doing it. I met people like that, and I'm kind of shocked. You know what I mean? And then
Amway is probably one of the, like, highest reputation multi-level marketing companies that has ever existed. Like,
I've never heard of that. What is that? What are they called?
Amway? Like,
Amway.
A whole bunch
right.
of stuff, but they started with, like, cleaning products.
Oh, okay.
But you know what happens is that they have to change their name to Quick Start because they have so many court suits and stuff like that.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. People got ripped off and they had to buy like $3,000 worth of merchandise, and people got really burnt.
Yep.
But you know what? I still meet people that are involved with Amway and they're happy doing Amway and they're making money at it. I'm just completely shocked.
Some people are very good at what they do, right?
Right.
It's just how it goes. It's the 80-20 rule. Oh, there's another name for that We learned it last night, but I don't remember what it is. But the 80-20 rule states that 20% of the people are going to do 80% of the work. And so if you've got 100 people employed, the top 20 of them are going to be your top sellers who are very successful. Thank you for the call, Sarah. We appreciate you. Good luck with your multi-level marketing scheme.
Scheme?
I don't know what shape
it's a job.
Is it a triangle? Is it a square? Is it an octagonal scheme?
These are triangular.
Triangular.
Pyramid-like.
More Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
heard that song before.
I wonder. I wonder. I was just reading through, you know, folks' comments. I don't have a way to...
The folks?
I can't really respond to the people in the chat rooms, but I see some of the chats go by every now and again, and I see people saying things, and someone said, go, go, Sarah. I don't know if that means they want Sarah to be like a go-go dancer.
Yeah, that's what I was
go-go
thinking.
Sarah.
Like, yeah, in the little skirt and the little, yeah, whatever.
Disco.
Go-go boots.
And somebody says, yes, Nikki, but not everyone puts free in their titles.
What?
I don't know what that's a response to.
Well, thanks. But, it sounded kind of like a agreement or anyone, a compliment.
Anyone complaining about me? Not yet. Now they will. Everyone pile on. Come on.
Somebody said gold and silver are worthless when hungry.
Well, not if you're trading them for food. Gold. Your neighbor has too many eggs that
gold
they don't need.
Gold is not legal tender. Okay, but it is common tender.
Yeah.
Right? People,
but everybody pretty much agrees that gold is, like, worth something. And everybody probably should agree that government money is worthless.
Right. How are they going to vacuum up? We were talking, how are we going to vacuum up all the cash?
Oh, I actually lied, because government money, the U.S. dollar, is actually great for starting fires, like kindling.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does have use.
That's right.
Yeah, it is useful. Sorry, I lied.
If you want to hang out with people and discuss these things, like freedom, liberty, you know, what is real money versus government money versus the Federal Reserve versus banking, if you want to hang out with liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians, you can do so June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that festival sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before ForkFests. So ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost, no one is in charge, and all you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room at Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with us again. forkfest.party.us.gov.
No, not that. Don't do that. Bad.
Shame. I like that.
Shame. With the Game of Thrones thing?
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Well, I just lost a couple of my Federal Reserve tokens there. I guess I'll cut my power off.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Are we going to vacuum up all the cash?
I mean, huh?
How are we going to vacuum up all the cash?
I mean, if you want me to, I'll take it.
But Bitcoin might. Well, cryptocurrency, right? It might vacuum up all the cash.
Where's all the where's all the paper money going to go? How do we get
where does it go
all
now?
The paper
where
money?
Does it go now? Like
it goes
all
to the gas
of the paper,
stations.
All of the paper that has been printed, all the paper money that has ever been printed. You know, some of it no longer exists. Where did it go?
It burned in a fire.
Did it?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Got buried in the backyard. And someone forgot it.
Yeah. Well, let's go to a man from Montana. His name is Bruce. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being
it's
on.
My first time calling in, but I've been listening to you guys for a while.
Great. What's on your mind?
Just touching on what you guys spoke about last hour as far as the government overreach and how the government was never intended to operate the way people think it was.
Go on.
So if you look all the way back to the very beginning of, you know, the federal government, once it was founded in its current form after, you know, Articles of Confederation were abolished and they, you know, the Constitution established.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost immediately after that, you had the Whiskey Rebellion, and it was,
good point.
You know, an excise tax. It was four or five times what the British expected us to pay that we went to war over. So the fact that, you know, within less than 5 years, you had the federal government led by the president marching out armies to go fight citizens who had just literally fought a revolution to establish this country they thought would be free. It's kind of a bit of an ironic twist.
Yeah, and a great illustration, too, of how the system itself is the insidious part.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm of the opinion that you can't have an organization known as government, which is a monopoly. They claim a monopoly on the initiation of violence, and then they also claim a monopoly on currency.
Exactly.
If you have that type of an organization, it cannot be a moral organization. It cannot be altruistic.
Well, as far as the currency system, a lot of people are under the misnomer that it's a government organization. It's not. It's actually a privately organized group.
Right.
That, you know, the Federal Reserve, they're appointed by, the president and members of Congress, but they're actually a completely private organization. They answer only to themselves.
Well, do they answer to the government?
To a limited degree.
That's the only caveat I have to your statement. Otherwise, you're absolutely spot on. But they do claim a monopoly on the issuance of currency instead of
basically give them suggestions. But it essentially is a sorry.
Oh no, it's okay.
Essentially, the government gives them directives, but they have a lot of liberties as far as what they're allowed to do or not do.
Right.
And so, which, you know.
But they are the Federal Reserve and all of the central banks claim a monopoly over the issuance of currency in a geographic area.
Exactly.
And the way that they continue their monopoly is through the threat and use of violence by the government.
Exactly. Okay. So they not only have the monopoly on the fact that they can use violence against you when you cannot do it in return, couple that with the fact that, they control the money, they control our education system, they control basically, it's a top-down driven system of, Woodrow Wilson's intent to he was actually one of the ones that was vocal about it, but to create essentially a worker bee society ran by an elitist organization.
Sounds like that's what happened.
Mm. And they could sick the private collection agency, the IRS, after you, too.
Exactly, yeah, which now are armed and
armed and dangerous
in the country.
Yeah, I remember a little while when we're like, why does the IRS need to buy all this ammunition?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now we know.
Huh? I like the meme going around, if we could just print money, why do we have to pay taxes? Right?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah,
just print it. Like,
well, because it's not about them having money, it's about us not having money.
Right.
That's what it is.
Comply.
Right, it's about control and, if you make, if you cause inflation, hyperinflation, then you can have, control over people at the bottom.
Well, exactly. And that's the point, right? So they want people to be broke and to be dependent on the system. So that's all, you have to pay taxes because we're going to give you all of these services.
Don't forget to go to a four-year college.
Hey, Bruce, thank you for the call. We appreciate you, man. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. Do you think currencies should be driven by the market? I do. Give us your thoughts. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Tens of millions of older Americans will see a major increase in benefits this January when the new cost of living adjustment is added to Social Security payments. The 8.7% raise is meant to help them with higher food prices, fuel, and other goods and services. The average recipient will see an increase of more than $140 per month, according to government estimates. A Connecticut jury's ruling this week ordered Alex Jones to pay $965 million to parents of Sandy Hook shooting victims he maligned was heartening for people disgusted by the muck of disinformation. Just don't expect it to make conspiracy theories go away. It's easy to revel in Alex Jones being punished, said Rebecca Antleman, a communications professor at the University of Maryland. But there's a certain short-sightedness in that celebration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The best part about this is just pure improv, you know, magic.
Isn't that what we talk about during the breaks?
Oh, come on.
I know we were rehearsing that.
We were rehearsing that. You guys know.
Just going to play it off.
We spend 30, 50 hours a week rehearsing this stuff. We don't have time for day jobs. We're poor because, you know, we spend all this time rehearsing. For free
text messaging back and forth. I got an idea about
this one show. Just the Sunday show.
Don't even get me started on Wednesdays.
The phone number is 603-283-6160 if you want to call and give us your thoughts on anything that we've been talking about, or, you know, if you don't like what we're talking about, feel free to change the subject. I did want to get to this bit from ZeroHedge.com. These are the world's most surveilled cities.
Ooh.
So I had some thoughts about this.
How do they find that out?
Well, that's a good question.
Cameras, right? London, I think, has a lot.
This may come as a surprise, but it wasn't until 2007 that the global urban population overtook the rural population.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't... Okay.
2007, rural population was greater than urban.
Before that. I thought that would have happened a long time ago.
They did say this may come as a surprise. So surprise, Nikki.
I am surprised. Yeah. Wow.
Today, the percentage of people living in urban areas has grown to over 55%, and is expected to reach 68% by 2050.
It does kind of blow my mind because I hate cities so much that I'm like, what's wrong with these people?
I don't mind cities, but like, I don't want to live there anymore. Like, I lived in a couple of big cities, and I'm just like,
cesspool.
I'm just like, yeah, you know, like. I like going to see a concert in a big city.
Okay, yeah. You know, no, I can get down with that.
Big venue.
But, like, go home at the end of the night.
Get out.
Or maybe, whatever, stay
weekend,
in a hotel
whatever.
Room. Yeah, whatever. But, yeah, no. Not for me.
Due to this trend, many of the world's largest cities have become home to tens of millions of people. In response to such incredible density, governments, businesses, and households have installed countless security cameras for various purposes, including crime protection. To grasp the scale of this surveillance, visual capitalists Marku Liu used data from a recent report by Comparatech to visualize the most surveilled cities
in
the world.
I'm wondering if this is also including things like Ring cameras and...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's everything.
It specifically says governments, businesses, and households. So, yes. Any security camera that's tied to the internet can be connected to some sort of government agency.
Smart grid.
Yeah, all that kind of thing.
That's
we know
creepy.
That,
yeah,
we know that the
like
Ring
that.
Cameras have already been used by law enforcement for many different things, unbeknownst to their owners. And you
right.
know,
I think you have to opt out of that if you get a Ring camera. I
can
think
you?
I think you are automatically in the pool.
Right, you're automatically opted in. But
you have to mechanically or tell
manually.
Them you don't manually. Yeah, that's the word. Thank you.
So, what are, let's see, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
The top 10.
Top 10 most surveilled cities. You'd be surprised about how many of them are in the U.S., though.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, number one.
Oh, well, no, we got to start with number 10.
No. Number
no.
one. Okay. Number one. Okay, fine. We'll start with number 10, Los Angeles.
Number 10 is Los Angeles?
Number 10 is Los Angeles.
Is number 1 New York?
It is
That's
not.
I'm casting my vote. I guess I'm already wrong.
I should have said, you'll have to wait till we get to
right?
that one.
Yeah, come on. You
okay.
totally...
Number 10 is Los
whatever.
Angeles with 3.9 million people, whatever this study was done. The number of cameras in Los Angeles, approximately 34,959.
You would think there'd be more in L.A. because of Hollywood and...
Well, they're filming movies.
All the... Yeah, but then there's all, like, the gang violence and the, you know, whatever, homeless people and stuff. You think there'd be more?
Number 9, St. Petersburg, Russia, with 5.5 million and 70,000 cameras.
70,000 cameras. Jeez.
Number 8, London, UK.
Let's go to the CCTV footage.
We've got 9.5 million.
Great in Britain, yes.
Population, and 127,373 cameras.
I wonder how many of them are in Buckingham Palace. Probably zero. They don't have cameras.
I have a problem with that word, Buckingham.
Oh, jeez, here we go. You're going to break
what,
it apart?
Like the guitarist from Fleetwood Mac?
Lindsay Buckingham.
Yeah, come on, man.
Okay. No. Just
I'm wearing a Fleetwood Mac shirt right now.
Oh, you are?
Mac, yeah.
That wasn't even
and
planned.
Cheese. Fleetwood Mac and cheese.
And cheese. Nice. She did bring cheese.
Awesome.
No, just so you guys know what a bucking bronco is?
No.
You guys ever see like
a
country western bar with the mechanical bull?
Yeah.
So that's based on the bucking bronco. Right?
Ew.
Right? It's just a machine that does the thing that the animals
I can see where he's going
supposed
with this.
To do. So now imagine instead of a bronco, it's
a ham.
Pig. It's a pig with a saddle that you try and, like, rodeo, right? That's a bucking ham.
Oh, man.
It's got horns on it.
Yeah. You know?
Like a wild
rodeo.
Boar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
Look, yeah.
Like, watch
bucking
out.
Bucking ham. Anyway. 10, 9, 8. Number 7, Baghdad, Iraq, with 7.5 million people and 120,000 cameras, approximately. What number are we in? 6?
6.
Okay. 6 is Moscow, Russia. 12.6 million people, 213,000 cameras. Number 5, Singapore.
These feel really random to me. But
6 million people, 108,981 cameras. Number 4, Chennai, India, with 11.5 million, 282,126 cameras. Delhi, India, 16.3 million people, 436,600 cameras. Hyderabad, India, 10.5 million, 440,299 cameras. And Indore, India, with 3.2 million people and 200,600 cameras.
That's funny, because I really didn't expect India to be on the list for some reason.
Like at all, right?
At all, and they have four.
Four of the top five.
I've never heard of that city, the number one. I mean, I'm not a...
Maybe. Our geography is lacking, I guess.
Gee.
But, I mean, that city has 3 million. What was number three from India? Or four? It was like 11 million people?
Yeah.
But the one with 3 million has more cameras.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe they're the test subjects or
something.
Well,
they might have, you know, more crime or something. I don't know.
Well, cameras per 1,000 people, they also list here, and that's sort of where...
Oh, it's cameras per population.
Oh, okay.
Well,
not amount of cameras.
A different number they have for that. Well, okay, it's number of cameras, which is what I read off, but then they also have a column that I didn't read, which is cameras per 1,000 people.
Per 1,000.
And so even though the number one city only has a population of 3.2 million, it has 63 cameras per 1,000 people.
So a higher percentage for that city.
Right. Where, and so the list kind of went, you know, we read from top 10 or from 10 to 1, that number grew as we went up, the number of cameras per people. So,
wow.
The top four cities all belong to India, which is the world's largest country by population. Surveillance cameras are playing a major role in the country's effort to reduce crime against women. Further down the list are cities from a variety of countries. One of these is Russia, which has expanded its use of surveillance cameras in recent years. Given the country's track record of human rights violations, activists are worried that facial recognition technology could become a tool of oppression. Yes.
Oh,
of course. Yeah. I mean, everybody is. The only U.S. city on the top 10 list is Los Angeles, which contains some of the country's wealthiest neighborhoods and municipalities. That includes Beverly Hills, which, according to the Los Angeles Times, has over 2,000 cameras for a population of 32,500.
Well, there'd be more. But...
Translates to about 62 cameras per 1,000 people, meaning that Beverly Hills would finish at number two in the global ranking if it were listed separately.
Huh. Jeez.
Okay.
But those must be Ring doorbells, right?
You think?
Or some sort of security system. Cameras? I would think that most wealthy people with an expensive house would, you know, that you got a mansion.
I mean, hell, I'm not wealthy. I got cameras in my house.
I mean, yeah, we have
cameras. We have four right here in the studio.
Yeah, they do. Wow.
Are they counting? Are they counting these?
I don't know. I don't know if Keene knew.
We have three people and four cameras.
603-283-6160. The final segment of Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition, is coming up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a free recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. That guy thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny.
He went, ha ha. Ha ha. Yeah. Rebel Inc., by the way. I've decided to commit that to memory, and yeah, I'll probably forget it again. But somebody
for right
in,
now.
Somebody called in and asked who that was, and I couldn't remember, and I finally had to go ask, and then now I know. And so I just wanted to say it in case I forget again.
But it's on the record.
But if you had that playing in your car and it came on, you'd be like, oh, I got to get ready. Oh, I'm coming on the air.
Right.
Like, that has happened.
Like, pull over.
That has happened. I've had this, you know, on a playlist, and it came on, and I started thinking to myself, yes, it is Free Talk Live. Right? You know, like, just going into the spiel.
Yeah.
So for this final segment, I want to talk about this particular hero. He's considered a hero in my mind, anyway.
Entrepreneur?
This is from the Free Thought Project. A man 3D prints guns for a New York buyback event and makes a whopping $21,000.
That's taxable.
Yes. This is from early in October. October 5th, it looks like this was published. Another person outsmarted a state government.
That's great.
Trying to confiscate firearms via a gun buyback program with merely a 3D printer and a PLA filament. Don't ask me what a PLA filament is. I don't know.
I'll check the badge.
I think that's just the what they use.
A man named Kern, or is it Ken? I can't tell. We'll call him Ken. A man named Ken printed 110 firearms on a $200 printer he got for Christmas.
That's great.
And turned them into a gun buyback program held at Utica Police Department in Oneida County, New York.
In Utica, too. Utica. Good for him.
There's a quote here. It says, 3D printed a bunch of lower receivers and frames for different kinds of firearms, Kim told local media WKTV.
So I'm assuming that's illegal in New York. So is he going to go to jail for this, or what? Or is this not illegal?
He drove 6 hours across the state to turn in the firearms he printed in August, collecting a whopping $21,000 from the New York State Attorney General's office. More quotes from him. And it ended with the guy and a lady from the budget office finally coming around with the 42 gift cards and counting them in front of me, $21,000 in $500 gift cards.
Well, I thought it's always no questions asked. Bring your firearms and no questions.
Right. So you know, he got his gift cards. He got his 21 grand.
He got his gift cards.
So far, anyway. WKTV contacted the state attorney general's office about 3D printed firearms. Though there was no response to that question besides it being a big success, and the program in general keeps New York families safe.
Keeping you safe.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Oops.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You can't rape. You can't rape a firearm. All you ladies out there who are concerned about that kind of a thing, I think, my opinion, I'm not a legal expert or a firearms expert, but I think a firearm is your best form of personal self-defense.
I am a professional woman, long-time woman, and I agree with you.
Well.
Don't wanna get robbed, raped, or murdered?
Carry a gun.
Carry a gun and know how to use it and be comfortable with it.
When seconds count, police are minutes away.
You know why I carry a firearm?
A great equalizer.
Because it's a lot lighter than carrying a police officer.
I actually always have a police officer right in my pocket.
Yeah, I'm carrying concealed right now.
It's like a little stuffed pig.
You've got like a midget police officer stuffed in your pants.
Buckingham.
Is that a tiny police officer in your pants, or are you glad to see me? WKTV contacted the state attorney. We already said that. The guy goes on to say, I'm sure handing over $21,000 in gift cards to some punk kid after getting a bunch of plastic junk was a rousing success.
Oh, man.
You got punked. It's great. Asked where he got the idea, he told local media outlet he saw people on Twitter talking about using 3D printers to make big bucks by printing guns for buyback programs.
So apparently he's not the only one doing it. He's just the only one that got caught.
He went to, I wouldn't even say he got caught. They haven't said anything about, you know.
Well, I mean, we're talking about it, right?
In any shape or form.
I think
this guy's a hero.
I think so.
Well, there's no proof. The government has no proof that he made those.
He's not the first guy to do this, right? This has been done by other people for other buyback programs. And think about this. If they arrest people for participating in the buyback programs, it's going to delegitimize the buyback programs, which they don't want. They're using these buyback programs as, like, grandstanding for
marketing.
Votes.
Yeah,
it's basically marketing for their, you know, re-election campaign.
Keeping you safe.
Perhaps he was referring to the story of a man who recently turned in 62 3D printed guns to Houston's buyback program and collected $3,100.
Imagine the look on the person's face that's collecting the guns when you show up. 62 guns.
You need more. I got more. I can come back later.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is just the first load. I got two more coming. Bill's in the second van and Bobby's in the other one.
Right.
We're printing them right here. We'll print them right on site.
It'd be funny if you were in the van printing them. Okay, turn this one in.
It's still hot.
Like on-demand gun printing for the buyback program. And, like, the reason I wanted to do this story on Free Talk Live is because we did the other story on Free Talk Live as well, the Houston one, and there's been more than that one, too. So this isn't the first, probably not going to be the last time that these things happen.
Well, you're giving people ideas here.
It's the internet, man, you know, and the radio, right? You know, we're just free speech here. That's all we're doing, right? We're just speaking about stuff. What people do with the information is completely up to them.
Yeah.
Some police departments have changed policies on accepting 3D printed firearms as more and more people take advantage of the flawed buyback.
Flawed buyback.
Keith Taylor, an adjunct professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
Hey, his name is my name too.
Which is part of the City University of New York system. That reads weird. He recently told Pew Research.
Pew.
That's where they do stinky research. That buybacks are mostly ineffective at reducing homicides.
Took a university professor to figure that out?
Yeah, like a regular guy analyzing data could have never figured that out.
Right.
We have to get a university professor to figure that out. Quote, it's a waste of resources if the entities that are sponsoring believe that it's going to have a positive effect on reducing crime. That's a quote from John Jay College of Criminal Justice guy, Keith Taylor. Kim concluded to the media outlet, quote, gun buybacks are a fantastic way of showing, number one, that your policies don't work, and number two, you're creating perverse demand. You're causing people to show up to these events, and they don't actually reduce crime whatsoever.
Yeah, actually, every time there's a gun buyback event, I buy four guns.
To sort of
to offset
equalize it.
Yep.
Four.
Four, yep, that's the number I came up with. That's what's in my budget.
Four? I'm a musician. I like counting to four.
Yeah.
Some musicians can only count to four. But four guns is that's a good number. I like that. Yeah. You know, you're doing your part. You're doing your part. I appreciate that.
It ain't much, but it's honest work.
You don't have to go to a university to figure that out.
No, yeah.
No, and you don't even have to learn a trade. You just buy a 3D printer, apparently.
That could be a trade. I mean, if you're making that kind of money, you don't even have to go to trade school. Just figure it out.
I have passed on purchasing 3D printers a couple of times. They've come into my view. You know, somebody I know has one and is selling one and that kind of thing. And I don't have a sense of like what I would do with it.
Well, you know? My son has one.
I mean,
just prints little things up.
Yeah, I can make like somebody made me a squirrel once, a little 3D printed squirrel. It was cute. It was nice.
But if you need to make parts for something that you have to, you know, that are outdated, you can make the part.
Yeah, but I think
if you,
you have to use. Well, yeah, and then you have to use a specific 3D printer and a specific type of filament for certain things.
Right.
So if you have something specific in mind, you have to make sure you're getting the right tools for the job.
Correct.
Not every 3D printer is the same. So some people make that mistake where they're 3D printing guns, they use the wrong kind, and then it doesn't end so well. Mm-hmm. So you got to do your research.
Yeah.
Do your due diligence.
Due diligence.
I like the idea of additive manufacturing. I don't know if you know anything about that, where you're 3D printing a metal object out of metal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3D printing, but it's called additive. So instead of taking a block of metal and tearing it apart to make a part, you make a part by 3D printing in metal.
Yes.
Metal! You know, it's got teeth.
What's, well, I guess.
Oh, there's the are we driving in the car here with that music playing?
We are, and it looks like we're out of time.
Oh, no!
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Thank you, Steve Classic. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Captain.
You're welcome. Thank you to our callers. If you missed any of the show, check out the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks, and peace.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.